Sometimes you can just minister and not ask for that. And I just want to ask for prayer, and I hope you'll hear this in the context, because I've been feeling a little bit of rising stress inside my heart, a little bit about some stuff that's before me. The year started it's been piling up a little bit. And I do this for two things. Number one, I don't know if that's true in my affection. Number one is for the glory of God, that God would be glorified in all these things that happen and all these ministry opportunities that are opening up for us. I really do. I was just begging that I could be a kingdom who's the eye guy? Yeah, that guy. So I'd like to be that. With Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, I just want to, like, never before help people get their focus on Jesus, you know? And I don't know, how do you do that when you're in front of people? It's a wild dynamic, but I think he can help us. And I'm like, God, anoint me like never before to get people's eyes on you. And so really focused on that, feel a burden for it like never before as an older guy. And then secondly, because I need to steward this well and not let... I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a little hyper. And so what you see here is happening inside here. And I'm thinking about things and doing stuff. And I need to stay in my moment, if you will. And so I really felt a burden because I feel some attack from the enemy and some temptation to take burden on me that's the Father's and is only the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? And so none of this is a complaint. Praise God for all it's going. But we have this little slide of this is some stuff that's kind of piled up for me for this next week. And I wanted to kind of put that up. This is just kind of some stuff outside of our spiritual tribe ministry stuff that's kind of happening. I just did a conference yesterday up in Clover Cliff. You know what Clover Cliff is? There's 150 intercessors from across the state. It was wonderful. The governor called in during this thing, Sam Brownback, and prayed. I mean, it was a holy, I don't know what your politics are, it doesn't matter, but it was a Holy Spirit-filled prayer and a commissioning over us as intercessors, and got to minister with some people. There was a representative, Randy Powell, from the House that was there. This guy's a Spirit-filled guy. It was an awesome deal. We convened, and I got to thunder forth a little bit about Kansas and its stuff, so that was really fun and a good thing, but there's all these other things coming up, leading a prayer meeting at a big church down south and wherever, going training some Mennonite leaders a couple times, going to Southwestern Seminary. The main Southern Baptist Seminary is down in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Nasser and I are going to go down and lead a prayer conference about the persecuted church and just kind of encourage seminary students and worship leaders and some future leaders. We're going to lead a prayer meeting down there on campus to teach them that kind of thing. Head to Tulsa to work on getting some docs to the least reached nations just a little bit after that. And all that was starting to cram up a little bit. I was trying to figure out how I was going to be here on weekends and various things. And here's my main point in that is please pray for me as I go and we go and our team. There's other guys going with me on our team into these things. But I just want to stay focused and clear. And I feel like I'm better at stewarding what I do at 50. But I also feel weak in some ways and tempted to get stressed and to want to be the best and, you know what I mean, and be the best for people, blah, blah, blah. Does that make sense to anybody? So I'm just trying to say this to you in a way that I'm like, I'm not going to do this by myself. I'm not going to get in a hole. I came here. I'm like, you guys, honestly, I love ministering in Wichita and I'm going to Park City right after this and doing some stuff. But this has been Amy and I's home. And you guys are so, get a little tender. You've been very special to me. And you've been very patient, my patient with me and this thing we're doing, this experiment we've been in the kingdom and spreading out. And you've sacrificed. I don't know of a congregation that's sacrificed more the way you've let people go and sent them and spread and been on adventure. So I'm just so thankful. And you're very dear to my heart. And so I wanted to just bring a prayer request before you that you would pray for me, that I would steward. I was telling Amy, I feel just a measure of stress. I know the flesh inside me. And that's an open door for the enemy in some different ways and not good for me physically and blah, blah, blah. So I'm good. I feel good this morning. I feel so great to be with you. But I just wondered if you'd pray for me, like really pray for me like now. I'm just asking for prayer because I want to stay in the spirit about this and honor Jesus. And honor Jesus in the private, not only in the public, but in the private, that I wouldn't dishonor him with fear and stress and da 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 da. So, yeah.
Father, how you have blessed us as a local body with this man, Sam McVeigh, Father, praise you for his tenderness. Father, praise you for what you're doing in his life. It's ongoing. He's been so transparent over the years, and what a lesson that's been to us. And thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Father, we do lift up our brother to you. Father, we pray that you would strengthen him in the inner man. Father, pray that you would apply the cross to his flesh. Father, pray that you would crucify flesh, Father, and that your Holy Spirit would manifest fully through him as you intend, Father. Father, we pray that you would come against the enemy. So, Father, we know the enemy attacks him. And, Father, we pray that you would come against that you would set up a hedge around him, that you would protect him. Pray that you would protect his family, protect Amy and the kids, Father. Pray that you would give him clarity of thinking. Yes. Father, pray that you would free Sam from anxiety.
Yes.
Father, pray that he would walk in the peace that you have destined for him, Father. Pray for strength. Pray for healing. Father, we know his best days are ahead. And so, Father, I pray that you would continue to move strong in Sam. Will you do move strong in him and continue to manifest? Pray that your Holy Spirit would have its way.
Yes.
We ask this in your name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for that, and pardon me for that. I just hear tragic stories of guys getting busy and doing stuff, and it ends up bad. I just had one of my young disciple guy, a doc guy, down in Plainview. It was wonderful. We were doing some training about teaching. He's leading a house church, and I think about going to the nations, blah, blah, blah. And so he's just pelting me about stuff, and he's newly married. I married him in the summer, and he's just asking me questions, and we're just going through stuff. He asked such great questions. And then at the end, he goes, listen, I need to do something. And then he said he heard about some guy lead the ministry in Florida that had really grown and just exploded and went into some nation. And then the guy just recently was caught, you know, with a prostitute, and just the devastation or whatever. He goes, so I need to ask you, Sam, right here in St. Francis, in the cafeteria, we were there in the hospital. He's like, have you been tempted in the last year in any way for this kind of thing? And I was like, oh, I love you. Thank you. This little 29-year-old doctor just confronting 50-year-old Sam, who's discipling him. Anyway, it was just so precious. Just so thankful for something more than, you know, hero worship and blah, 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 and stupid stuff. Just being the body and being brothers and being able to receive strength from somebody, but understanding they have clay feet. You know what I mean? And so I just am thankful, you know, Jonathan will do that with me and others in this room, Dick, to just confront or challenge in such love, never like some weird thing. It's so good. I don't know. Praise the Lord. So, I want to go full throttle in this thing, but I want to do it together. And I want to do it like one of y'all. You know what I mean? I want y'all going, and then I want to be able to go, listen, I need help. And so I appreciate the body so much, and I pray. I'm so glad for the stories I hear in house churches and things that are just profound as people are real and authentic. At this prayer meeting the other night, Dr. Don Davis, who's with Toomey, was helping me lead, and he was African American. I shared it. I'd never seen him share like this. The guy can thunder, like just thunder with and build faith, but he was so tender and broken and was pleading with us about true revival is an authentic thing where we know our brokenness, you know? Revival is not some hyped up deal staged with the can, and we're all like, everything's great. It's like revival happens in the midst of our pain and our struggles and our stuff, and we need to be real. And so I already have that craving for an authentic move of God. that makes us question what we're doing every time and what are we doing on Sundays all the time and making sure we're staying, you know, focused. But it just kind of kindled it again. And I was like, oh, God, give us the authentic move. Give us the authentic real life every day on Monday, Tuesday, real life in Christ kind of thing. Because we could do a whole bunch of staging and get a bunch of rah-rah going and miss the point. And then people are just being picked off and the Lord's not being glorified. So I hope that makes sense. So.